This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Steve Coonan. Good afternoon. We are sitting here enjoying a lake view up here at Lake Lanier Islands. We've been up here all day.
Is that Steve's yacht over our shoulder?
Well, it's big. It's a big boat. Yeah. What's the name of that boat, Mike? Can you see? What's the name of that boat?
It's the SS Puffy K.
Oh, okay.
Knew that was coming.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm terrific. How are you?
We're good. We are just, you know.
The boat's called Moving Violation.
And that would be your boat.
Now, my boat's probable cause.
We are doing great. We have just, you know what, football's back. George is practicing. We had a great conversation. Heard from Kirby today with Steakhouse, and we talked to our buddy Mike Griffin from Dog Nation. I mean, like, there's just a lot going on. Falcons are getting ready for the season, but we're excited. I want to start, though, something completely not related. And for those who don't know, we tell you things about Steve all the time. But Steve ran TNT for many years. He was a big TV executive prior to getting into the NBA and becoming the Hawks CEO. And Mike and I were just talking about this deal with ESPN and Disney. And I just want to get your opinions on it because we're always talking about the streaming stuff with you and how the numbers are changing and our viewing habits.
Yeah.
So ESPN, for those who don't know, NFL deals the Red Zone and multiple other assets to ESPN. This is how it's being reported in a blockbuster billion-dollar asset agreement. And Steve, I don't know how much you know, but what's the deal here? Because it feels like ESPN is gobbling up everything right now.
Well, here's the best way to think about this. ESPN is getting ready to make one of the biggest moves in their history, and that's to offer for $29.99 a month a complete streaming service where you can watch everything on ESPN and even more than what's on. You can watch the NFL games, the college football, the NBA, et cetera, without subscribing to cable. And then you have the NFL, who has the most powerful property with the biggest audience. But they happen to own multiple cable channels that are rapidly declining. And so what they've been able to do is trade to ESPN, the Red Zone Network, the NFL Network, which will then be put on ESPN's new streaming service. But the real value, the real gold nuggets in this thing is that the NFL Network broadcasts 7 games a year. Those 7 games, we're only going to be able to watch if we subscribe to this ESPN service.
Right. Right. What do you think the price point? Yeah, you think the price point will be right there at $30, Steve? That seems to be like the.
It is. It's $29.99. Yeah.
And from your experience in TV and marketing, is that the right pain threshold for the American sports fan?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think that ESPN spends an incredible amount of money on rights fees. Thank you.
Right.
You know, $2.6 billion a year NBA. For the NBA.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And right. That's the name of the yacht going by, NBA rights fees. But you think about it, if you scale down to a skinny package or you put an antenna on your house and got the broadcast networks, which will also contain the NBA, ESPN's pretty much all you really need, you know?
It's our man Steve Coonan, guys. For those who don't know, because we have new listeners every day based on the ratings, and thank you very much for a little extra in the envelope this week. Steve, you worked at Turner. You're first at Coca-Cola and then TNT, TBS, and now with the Hawks. Steve, what about are you worried as an NBA executive about this Amazon and everybody having access, or you think the NBA is going to be fine?
I think the NBA is going to be fine. NBA has historically met the consumer, met the viewer where they are. In 2003, we at TNT took the NBA away from NBC. And if you remember the NBA on NBC, if you're really old, yep, you'll remember Round Ball Rock. That I've never seen more people excited about a theme song. I never really thought it was that big a deal.
John Tesh, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. And right now, 48% of all TV viewing is happening via streaming. Second is broadcast, and third is cable. But no, three, cable was on the rise. And so the exact same conversation, will people be able to find it? And the answer is yes, except the NBA is going to be on a national streaming platform every night, starting October 22nd and ending with the championships in June. So there will be more NBA available, and I think more NBA media deals, including local rights, to be announced in the next couple of years. So this is where the world's going, and the consumer led us there.
And I'll say this, for those who don't know, the NBA has done a terrific job. This is the part that's not talked about when people say, oh, the numbers are down. There are more social media interactions about the NBA. They've done a terrific job of growing their social media presence. And I think, Steve, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like Instagram and all that stuff, the younger generation is watching more of the games and the highlights on that, and the NBA has seen the results of that. That is where they outdo the NFL, even though the NFL is, you know, it's king. That is where the NBA outdoes the NFL. Am I right?
Unequivocally, the NBA is the youngest sport. It has the most passionate social media fans. And now we're going to be global. Amazon's going to be showing the games around the world. ESPN's going to be showing games around the world. So it's the world of media is rapidly changing. When I left Turner to come run the Hawks in 2014, TNT had 103 million homes, which means that's how many people subscribe to cable. Right. Fast forward to today, 11 years later, and they have 47 million homes and declining every month. So I haven't cut the cord, but, you know, pretty much everyone I know has.
Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, as we're talking about something, again, that I think we're all interested in.
Right.
He's got inside perspective because he did this and ran networks and has been around it for a long time. As far as the Hawks, we got to talk about this before we let you go. And before you know it, Hawks will be talking about training camp of their own. Steve, everywhere Mike and I go, right, we're at camp this week, we're talking about the Falcons. Falcon fans are asking us, man, how excited are you guys about the Hawks? You sense this? Like, our offseason, I don't want to say we won it because that, you know, people.
We won the offseason.
Yeah, people get carried away with
it. No. We won the offseason.
But do you sense this, like, okay, hey, everybody we're running into, and you know, I run into a lot of basketball folks, like, hey, man, Hawks, I like what they did. You get the same thing?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, Mike, I checked my mailbox, and I did not have a trophy for winning the offseason. There's no such thing.
Well, you know what?
We did.
No such thing as bad publicity. This is good publicity, and they love you.
It is good publicity, and what we like, and we're seeing season tickets are flying. And, again, urge everybody, get with your buddies. The schedule comes out in 2 weeks, and lock in some tickets now because there is a palpable excitement. And what I think has got people excited is how aggressive we were. We didn't bring in one new player. We brought in four new players.
Right.
And I think everybody's excited about the potential swap we made with New Orleans, where we could have one of the top picks in the draft next year. And I think people also realize that the Jalen injury derailed a pretty good year. So a lot of pieces have to come together. You know, it's funny. To me, the biggest authority on sports and sports predictions is Mike's dear friend, the guys in Vegas. And if you look, they have us winning 46.5 games. Can't wait to figure out how we win half a game, but that's another conversation for another day.
Now, I got burned on that a couple years ago, Steve, but they see Porzingis and they see, you know, Alexander. We talked about Alexander Walker, Kennard. You, all of a sudden, you got the depth. You're banking on Jalen. You talked about it. And I think everybody agrees the East is ripe for the picking right now.
Yep, and they have us at fourth in the East, which is exciting. Because even if they're wrong, that's, you know, yes. Hopefully that's just a few degrees. But these guys are usually pretty damn good.
No, they are.
So I am cautiously optimistic. I'm very excited. I wear my heart on my sleeve and my carbonara on my waistline. And can't wait to get into it.
And by the way, Steve, we had the story earlier in the week. Kristaps Porzingis did an interview, and he was talking about how excited he thought maybe he'd get traded to San Antonio. And he was really excited. And we always talk about, oh, you can't get free agents. Well, in this case, it was a trade. But the point I'm making is he was stoked to come to Atlanta because of the things we
Absolutely.
Just talked about.
Absolutely. He's already got his place to live. He's very excited. Mm. Nikhil Alexander Walker was the most pursued free agent, and he came to Atlanta. He's incredibly excited. Guys have just flown up to go train with him in Toronto. All right, we're seeing guys literally meeting up, teammates meeting up and training in each other's hometown, which is fantastic. That's what you want to see, is them building that chemistry and that camaraderie now.
I agree. So, Steve Koonin, thank you. Good to have you back.
Can I give you one point of clarification?
Yes, sure. Please. Yes.
The Disney deal is worth $10 billion, not a billion, $10
billion. $10 billion.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, it's like $70 billion going to the NBA coffers.
Well, I think, as I said, the headline reported, blockbuster deal in billion-dollar agreement. He's saying $10 billion.
He's in multi-billion dollars.
All right, fair enough. Steve Koonin, man.
Multi-billion.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Be well.
Do you have a name for your boat?
No, it's not that kind of boat.
No, we were just joking around. See, there's a guy's got one of the biggest boats on Lake Lanier over our shoulder here at Landshark Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need a boat that big on the lake?
No. If you do have one of those, I mean, you can live in that, Mike.
It's bad luck not to have a name for a boat, Carl.
Nah. Just keep her clean.
What about the Michelle?
Who am I, Jerry Jones?
No, I was thinking about like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
I know. Jerry named his boat after his wife.
Right.
His wife's name's Jean.
Right. Does he remember that now?
I think the boat's name is Eugenia. Right. His yacht, $200 million yacht. Hey, man, reminder, we're up here at Margaritaville Saturday, tomorrow, August 2nd, 7:30 to 9:30. Doors open at 6. They're going to have fireworks at 9:30. It's pretty cool, man. You can kick off your flip-flops, escape to Margaritaville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bill, they are going to have a special weekend celebrating music inspired by Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, man. It's Paradise Palooza. Palooza. Again, guys, they got A1A, was arguably the best Jimmy Buffett cover band. They're going to be performing live, and then you're going to have fireworks. It's going to be a blast, man. Get the details. You can go online, Margaritaville Resorts, or just simply be Googling Lake Lanier Margaritaville and go get your action on.
All right, we're coming back. He says he wants out. It's big news in the NFL. And also, isn't he doing exactly what he should be doing? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.